voila! And there goes the K, and the Ebony Genius has won another grueling game of Scrabble.
Hey, hold on a minute, JJ. There's no such word as a snark.
Oh, yes, it is. Michael's a ferocious flea.
Who ever heard of a dog having snurks?
Michael, they don't get on dogs. Snurks are from Africa. They only get on gorillas, and nobody tries to knock them off.
JJ, you just making that up.
Hey, brother, check it out!
Check it out!
I will.
Woo! Well, let me take down here and take a well-deserved rest.
Oh, no, you don't. You get off the couch. Ma, make him get up.
All right, JJ, get up. Thelma's friends will be here soon, and the one thing this couch don't need is a bony cushion.
Oh, Ma, I was just about to meditate to experience a growth of consciousness.
If you don't get up, you're going to experience a growth of not.
Yeah? Is that a threat?
No, that's a promise. Your face is a threat.
Get up! You got somewhere with that old face you call a mess.
You got it!
All right. You two squash it.
JJ, I said get up.
Oh, Ma, how come a black student union got to meet here? You know, this ain't no union hall.
It ain't no concert hall either. So quit singing the blues and get your butt up.
Well, JJ, I was right. I looked and I couldn't find any such word as a snurk.
And you know why, Michael? I'll tell you why. Because you're looking in the old dictionary. A snurk is one of them new fleas, one of them new African countries.
Hey, Michael, one of the guys that's coming to the meeting is from Africa. And you can ask him about JJ's weirdo flea.
Hey, you mean a real African from Africa is going to be here this afternoon?
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, Thelma, that sounds exciting. I can hardly wait to meet him.
You might not like meeting him, Ma. He is the world's greatest male chauvinist.
Hi, y'all.
Hey, Alona.
How you doing? Here, Thelma. Here's the dip for the meeting.
Oh, Alona, thank you. But you didn't have to go through all the trouble of making all this.
Honey, I didn't. I bought that from the store. The last dip I made was like quicksand. The Fritos wouldn't go in there without life jackets.
Well, you've made this look like a training table for the Chicago Bears.
Don't you have to feed the entire black student union?
No. This is just a meeting with the action committee. We're supposed to try to change some of the conditions in the cafeteria.
Oh.
Hold on, Thelma. You mean all the injustices black people are suffering throughout the world, and you turkeys are going to start a revolution in the cafeteria?
Michael, 3 students got ptomaine poisoning.
Wow, that sounds like my old lunchroom. There was always something brown in the soup. It tasted terrible, but did a heck of a backstroke.
They serve us leftovers from the whole week. Ground up, burned up, and covered up with some lumpy sauce.
Now watch your mouth. That's what I'm making for dinner tonight.
Thelma, have you complained to anybody about this?
Yeah, we tried complaining to the dean, but his assistant blocked us. He said, students are in school to learn, not to eat.
That's funny. Lunch is always my best subject.
Hi, Thelma.
Oh, hi, Eve. Come on in. Let me take your coat. Everybody, this is one of the members of the Black Student Union. Eve Wubila. Eve, this is my mother.
Hello, Eve.
And my brothers, Michael and JJ. Hey. And our best friend, Wilona Woods.
Hi.
I'm delighted to meet everyone, especially the lovely ladies.
Are you the one from Africa?
Yes, I am.
Habari Ghani.
What?
Habari Ghani. That's Swahili for what's happening. Didn't you know that?
Swahili is spoken mostly in East Africa, Michael. I am from Nigeria, and that's in West Africa. And our official language is English.
Well, why don't we all just sit down? Eve?
Thank you.
Oh, look here, Ebby, my man. With all that warm, colorful climate you got there in Nigeria, why'd you leave there to come to the cold, dull climate in Chicago?
My father owns a textile plant. I'm here taking an advanced business course so I can learn how to run it more efficiently.
He's working on his master's degree.
I hope you don't mind my saying this, but you are two of the most beautiful women I have seen in America since I've been here.
Well, how can we mind you telling it like it is?
If that's chauvinism, I don't mind being shoved.
And you, Mrs. Evans?
Yes?
You have the same graceful features as my mother and other elegant women of my tribe.
Oh, thank you, Ibe. I'm very flattered.
Hey, Ma, maybe you have some ancestors from Nigeria.
You know, come to think of it, there was an uncle on my mother's side in Georgia whose father lived in Tennessee, but whose grandmother came from Virginia.
Excuse me for interrupting the Evans version of Roots. But I got to run. I'll see you later. Oh. Nice to have met you, Ibe.
The pleasure was all mine.
Woo, honey. If all the men in Africa are as suave as you, I'm ready to pack up and scram on the next Pan Am.
Have you ever heard of an African insect called a snurk?
A what?
Oh, Michael, don't bother this man with small, petty questions. Childish question, childish.
Hi. Oh, hi. Valerie, would you come on in? Take off your coat.
Hello.
That's my mother.
Hello, Mrs. Evans.
Hello. I'm delighted to meet you both. Well, so am I. I'm going to my room. But if you need any help, just yell.
Okay, Ma. And this is my brother, Michael.
Hey, what's up?
And my brother, James.
And I'm her brother, James. Better known as the Dr. J of love. Why don't you say me and you fast break down the court and go for a game of one-on-one?
Why don't you take your game to the hoop and stuff it?
Hey, Michael, I may have missed the shot, but I'm in perfect position for the offensive rebound.
Well, ordinarily I stay and listen, Thelma, but I gotta meet somebody at the library. Nice meeting y'all.
Okay. All right, everybody, let's sit down and start the meeting.
Good. I'm ready to go to war. Swallowing that cafeteria food is like eating a live grenade.
JJ, don't you have some place to go?
Oh, don't worry about me, Thelma. You won't even know I'm in the room. Quiet as a little mouse.
So let us begin the meeting.
Well, you know, the first move I think we ought to make here. Pardon moi.
Thelma, you have a very strange brother.
Okay, now, who's gonna keep the minutes?
That should be either you or Valerie. Now, I have a plan that
Wait a minute, Ibe. What do you mean it should be either me or Valerie?
Well, keeping minutes is secretarial work. In my country, that's woman's work.
Yeah, but you're not in your country. You're in this country. And that woman's work stuff is dead.
Thank you, Thelma.
We ain't here to fight each other. The enemy is the cafeteria.
He is right. And what we have to do is speak to that dean. And the way it looks, that's not about to happen.
It can happen if we hold a demonstration.
Right. And sneak down to the cafeteria after dark and blow that sucker up.
Richard, we want to change the cafeteria. We don't want to destroy it.
Oh. Well, destroying it definitely will change it.
Thank you, brother.
Oh, come on, Richard. That's dumb. Nobody's going for that.
Hey, I know what we could do. We can hold a boycott,
and we can picket outside until we get some results.
That's right.
Yeah, and I'll paint the signs.
JJ, are you a sign painter?
Look here, Mama. I'm a master sign painter. Matter of fact, I just been struck with a vision. I could see it now. A gigantic deceased fly laying straight on its back, legs stiff as a board. With a caption underneath reading, I ate in the school cafeteria.
JJ, that is very heavy.
You know what they say, Mama? Some of us are blessed and the rest flunked the test.
Well, that's a D minus for you, clown.
So all in favor of boycott?
Aye!
Not me. Boycott the bathroom. Gotta do something more aggressive.
All right, then. While we're outside picketing, you go inside and you punch out the jello.
Right. Listen, since we agreed to boycott, we must choose a spokesman to handle the media.
Okay, Thelma organized this committee, so I nominate her.
Oh, no, that won't work. Thelma is a woman.
So what?
So a spokesman is also a leader, and only men were meant to lead.
Oh, yeah? Well, somebody better lead you back to the jungle.
Well, it's obvious that a woman's tongue get more usage than her brain.
thought I heard some commotion.
No, Ma, everything's fine. We just had a little minor disagreement here. Okay, now, everybody, why don't you go and eat? The food is right there on the table. Enjoy yourself.
That was beautiful, brother. Where'd you get that from, Kipling?
Thelma, did you decide what to do about the cafeteria?
Uh-huh. We're going to boycott, Ma.
Boycott? Now, Thelma, I don't want you to do anything that's going to jeopardize your scholarship.
Don't worry. Most of us are there on scholarships. So it's going to be very, very peaceful.
Well, honey, I know how important your boycott is, but you must remember that there are more important things at stake.
Thelma.
What do you want?
I want to apologize. It's very difficult for a man to go into another country and not to take his customs and values with him.
Tell me all about it.
Valerie is right. You've organized this committee, and you'll be a very good spokeswoman.
Spokesperson.
Spokesperson. Please accept my apology for making you angry.
Okay, I accept. I guess I have a little apologizing to do, too, about that jungle remark. I'm sorry.
Listen, we all say things that we don't mean when we're provoked. So let's eat, shall we? Ladies first.
Persons first.
Hold it. Our time may have come. His assistant, Mr. Rogers, is heading this way.
Well. I suppose there's a leader to this little insurrection.
Yes, I'm Thelma Evans, spokesperson for the cafeteria boycott.
Well, Miss Evans, spokesperson, mm-hmm. I've been ordered by the dean to tell you and your comrades to end this little demonstration now.
Well, we're not going to stop picketing until the dean hears our grievances.
That's not about to happen.
Why won't the dean talk with us?
Because there's nothing to talk about. Now, either you pack up your little signs and move out, or I'll have the campus police clear you out.
Oh. One of them suckers put a hands on me. He drove back enough.
Hey, we're not breaking any laws by picketing, y'all. Come on, let's get off.
For the last time, end this demonstration now.
Look here, Mr. Boss Man. You went on up to the big house and tell Massa we said, no way.
Now that's enough out of you. And don't you talk to me like that. I'm the assistant dean.
You act more like the assistant fool.
And who said that?
Your mama.
Now, I'm taking all of your names, and I'm putting this insubordination on your record.
Oh, that's what you'd expect from a stupid Uncle Tom.
I heard you, Miss Evans. I heard you. Now, you are suspended from this university right here and now.
What?
Now, how you like that from your Uncle Tom?
Hey, Thelma, smile it up. Hey, come on, Thelma. Let me tell you something from the bottom of my heart. The last few weeks, you've been a bigger drag than usual. All because you got kicked out of school. I mean, what's the big deal? It happened to Einstein, Edison, and if you can believe this, even me. You didn't see me walking around with my face all wrinkled up like some old tired prune.
JJ, that's because your face was already wrinkled up like some old tired prune.
Thelma, come back here.
Ma, I know what you're gonna say.
Well, listen anyway. Now, your counselor and I just had a long talk, and according to her, you can get back in school anytime you want.
Anytime I want to do it their way.
What does that mean?
She says you just have to apologize to Mr. Rogers and sign a statement that you won't take part in any more demonstrations.
That's asking me to go to school and not react to anything. Like some kind of zombie.
Hey, I zombied in school for 4 years. It worked for me.
JJ, this is serious. Thelma, your scholarship is at stake.
Ma, I'd rather lose the scholarship than have them take away my freedom of speech and right to protest.
Well, Ma, I agree with Thelma. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Standing for principles is fine, but Thelma is jeopardizing her whole future.
Well, my sister's a martyr. Yes. French had Joan of Arc, and we got Thelma of the ghetto. Eve, come on in, bro.
Good evening, Miss Evans.
Hello, Eve.
You look troubled.
I'm fine, Eve. It's Thelma who has the problem. She's suffering from a hardening of the head. You know, she still won't do anything to get herself back into school.
I wish I could say something to help, Mrs. Evans, but I've been suspended from the university, too.
What?
Oh, sound like they're having a spring clearance sale on blacks. Both domestic and imported.
Eve, why were you suspended? Was it because of the demonstrations?
Oh, not really, Mrs. Evans. This morning, we met with the dean to air our complaints. Mm-hmm. And somehow, Thelma's suspension came up. He and I began to argue over the terms of her reinstatement. Well, he called it fair and became offended when I questioned his ancestry.
Well, have you got down?
Eva, you were suspended because of me?
I only spoke out for what was fair, Thelma. I'm a man of principle.
Principles are becoming as contagious around here as the mumps.
But I can't let it go at that. I gotta thank you somehow.
Well, if you feel that way about it, you can thank me by having dinner with me this evening.
Dinner?
Good. I'll pick you up at 7.
Hey, wait a minute. What if I say no?
Well, in that case, I'll pick you up at 6:30.
Now, the big shock came when Fanny found out that that plum red lipstick on her husband's shirt was his very own. You know what I mean?
Flo, Florida Evans, where are you?
Oh, I'm sorry, Willona. I just can't quit thinking about Thelma. You know, she still wouldn't do what they asked her to do to get herself back into school. She's gonna lose that scholarship for sure.
Well, she hasn't lost it yet. She can still change her mind.
Her mind is the big problem. All she's got on it is eBay.
Well, honey, I can't hardly blame her. Ooh, child, he is so fine. He could charm the pants over anybody.
What?
What I mean is he really got his act together.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I trust Thelma. What bothers me is how fast her head is spinning over that man.
Flowers for the beautiful young lady.
Oh, JJ, you shouldn't have done that.
No.
Whose are they?
These are for Thelma. I got them downstairs from the delivery man.
Why come he didn't deliver them?
Fear. He says every time he comes to this neighborhood, he don't know whether he's going to be delivering roses or pushing up daisies.
Who they from?
They're from eBay. And wait till y'all read this note. Hot!
Woo-hoo, oh, JJ, hot. That card was for Thelma. Now, you had absolutely no business reading it.
Your mother is absolutely right. You're just too nosy for your own good. What does it say?
Wow. Due to my newfound respect for Thelma's privacy, My lips are sealed.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
How do you like my new hairdo?
Oh, Thelma, honey, it's lovely.
You like it?
Oh, yes.
It's beautiful, honey.
A friend of eBay's did it for me.
Girl, look, like your scalp is sprouting black spaghetti.
JJ, you have about as much class. Oh, flowers! Whose flowers?
They're yours.
Roses, they're beautiful. Oh, I wonder what this card says.
Thelma, may your dancing eyes always shine like they did last night
JJ,
when I held you tightly in my arms.
You are just too nosy. I swear, you are so nosy.
Come on, baby.
Nosy.
We have got to have a talk.
Flo, take
sorry,
it easy.
Sorry.
Ma, you're right. There is something you should know.
What is it?
What? I'm thinking about changing my name.
You can't. Gonzillo's already taken.
Which name are you changing? Your first or your last?
Both. I'm thinking of taking an African name. Bisa Akua. Bisa means greatly loved, and Akua means sweet messenger.
I get the message all right. And I think this African number has gone too far. Now, I like eBay and I respect his tradition, but you're getting carried away because he was suspended from school sticking up for you.
Mom, I'm not getting carried away.
Then how come your eyes are shining and dancing?
You know guys, they'll say anything.
Mm. She got that right, honey. Most of the dudes I date talk enough trash to fill two hefty bags.
You're right. I suppose if there were really anything to their relationship, she would say so.
With a smile as big as Jimmy Carter.
I mean, Thelma's a level-headed girl. She wouldn't get involved without telling me.
You would know before he would.
And like you said, it's just a novelty that'll wear off.
Quicker than a pet rock.
So I really don't have anything to worry
That's
about.
That's why I keep on telling you.
So why the hell am I worried?
You're delicious.
Well, that's what they say about brown sugar.
You know, the last few weeks I've spent with you have been unlike any I've spent before.
Well, I can dig that.
I mean it. In my country, you would be a queen.
Mm. In your country, a position that important could only be held by a man.
No. In our constitution, the queen's position is clearly defined as woman's work.
Oh, it's funny that we can joke about that. Just a few weeks ago, we were at each other's throats. Now look at us.
Oh, I'd rather look at you.
Okay, I don't mind.
Thelma, I love you.
I thought you would never say that.
Then you knew?
No, I hoped. Because I love you too.
Oh, Thelma, Thelma. Oh. I don't know how I can live without you. I want to see you, touch you, adore you all the time.
Oh, Eva, I feel the same way.
Oh. Thelma, I want us to live together.
Live together?
Yes, I want to be with you all day and all night.
Oh, eBay. Like living together. Whew, that's a big step.
Don't you love me, Thelma?
Oh, I love you, eBay, but it's like,
but,
you know,
But for all we need, it's just to share our mutual love together.
Well, it's not
Thelma,
like that.
Please say you love me.
Oh, Eva,
please.
I love you, but I. Oh, Eva. Yes.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. You know, in my country, we have a saying. When a man and a woman love as one, they cast a mighty shadow on eternity.
Well, in my country, we have a saying, too. When Ma hears about me and my shadow, the grits are gonna hit the pan.